Like, I never in a million years would I have thought I'd be on a podcast, let alone for 4 seasons with all these subscribers. Like, if you had asked me that 2011 when I met Tony, I probably would have did a whole lot more than cry. There would be no, well, maybe a brick by brick, but not a brick by brick with Tony and Tempest, because in my comfort zone, I just didn't do things like that. So just believe in yourself, and that takes time. If you listen to the podcast prior to this, Tony talked about be careful how you speak to yourself. If you have to look in the mirror and, I don't know, apologize to yourself so you can be free from your past, do that until it's comfortable. You know, like, you've overcome your past already. Don't be hindered by it. Let go of it and walk into your newness. Be yourself. Like, if you heard nothing else, just be yourself, regardless of who's offended by it. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself, and you have to enjoy this life. And you're never going to enjoy your life being someone else. Welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. How are you today?
I'm fine. I just got finished telling you to talk louder, so, you know, in the editing process, it'll be a little easier.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Okay, let's go just a little bit.
What if I just get closer to the mic?
Okay, that might work, too. Okay.
I don't talk loud.
That's fair enough.
So I'm angry.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, what's on the plan? What's on the agenda? Well, we got a lot of work to do today.
No.
Are you feeding me today, or am I feeding you?
I think you're feeding me. You're the boss.
Okay, well, we're going to need to eat in a little bit, so go ahead. Do your thing. You got some, I think you do announcements or something. All
right. Sure. Sunday evenings at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Antonio does a Plant Better weekly mindset call. It's designed to pour into you so you can go out and pour into others starting Monday morning.
All right.
It lasts an hour. I am aware for you football people that football is on during that time. But
yeah, you're going to watch your tone talking about football now. You've done too much.
Yeah, but
you love football.
But
who's your favorite team?
I don't have a favorite team.
You're doing all the wrong answers, okay? We did a bet a long time ago, all right? And you wanted me to watch a whole season of your favorite show at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And did I do it?
Yeah.
And do I watch TV?
No.
And it was like 21 episodes.
Yeah.
And as a consequence, I said, all right, so here's the wager. When I watched this show, it wasn't a show I would even watch.
But did you enjoy the show?
That's not the point. But yes, I did end up enjoying the very popular show. But
it's Scandal, by the way.
Okay, it's Scandal. Mm-hmm. So for all you,
y'all thinking of watching something stupid.
What are you, Gladiators, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so for all you Gladiators out there, she made me watch Scandal. By this time, it had been season 3 or something.
So why made you start from the beginning?
But I think season 3 was out and stuff, so I went to Netflix.
Yes.
Okay, since we're avid listeners of Netflix or watchers or something.
I am.
Okay. And I watched it.
You did.
And what was the deal after I watched 21 episodes?
I have to be a Colts fan.
What's a Colts fan? Please explain to me, where do the Colts play?
Somewhere in Indiana.
Well, okay, yeah, the Indianapolis Colts, thank you very much. And what league or sport do they play?
They play football.
All right. And I say, let's see. Come on. I spoke about Scandal very well just now.
Ugh.
Okay, let's see if we can do it.
I hate football.
No, you can't say that. Okay, watch it. Let me show you how that feels. I hate Scandal.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, see, you just said that. Okay, let me pick.
Fine.
I hate Grey's Anatomy.
I love football.
All right, there you go.
Yay.
There we go. And your favorite team is?
Cole.
All right, you can finish your announcement now.
Anyway, all that interruption to say, I know football is on during that time, but invest an hour in yourself.
That's right.
The Colts can't help you have a good day tomorrow, the next day. Well, they can.
They can ruin your day if they lose. If you're a Colts fan like me, they can most certainly ruin your whole week. Yeah.
That's too much power.
That is far too much power. That is far too much power. I need to one-on-one coach myself on that issue.
That's crazy.
Definitely.
Oh, I found a dollar.
You found a dollar? All right, sweet. So what else we got?
Is that it? Antonio also offers one-on-one coaching now. If you're interested, send us an email at coaching.
I'm distracting her while she's talking.
.org. That's coaching at revtony.org, and we'll reply to you as soon as possible.
You don't want
to
be distracted? Distractions are good.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're not. Unless you're being distracted from negativity, and that works. All right, what we got today? I just interrupted your whole flow.
I don't have questions. Like, I'm not prepared like I normally am.
Okay, so you're gonna X, and we're gonna see what happens. See if some magic is gonna happen.
Sure.
Okay, so I see you have a list of topics. Yeah. So why don't you ask either a topic that you feel energy on or something you struggle with, and it'll be a beautiful podcast.
Okay, I'm not gonna say which of those options this is, but accepting who you are.
Okay, fair enough. That is pretty good. All right.
I have no questions.
You have no questions. So, accepting who you are. You want to lead me somewhere. You want to put yourself in the... And this is something... You've recently mastered this. You're pretty good at this. So, put yourself in someone's shoes that used to be you 5 years ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the little tempest out there that loves being a secretary, but people around her keep telling her that secretary is a low... thing or whatever, right? Not I mean whatever towards because I'm very pro administrative professional, right?
Yes, you are.
All right, and who taught me that?
I did.
You know what? I'm writing a couple of books. No, we're not gonna say about that. Okay, yeah. Never mind. This is a secret project. She doesn't want me to say. Good. You're right. Good job. So what we got? Accepting who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
No, I really don't.
So what, like, do we struggle with accepting who we are?
I think everybody struggles with accepting who they are on some level, even the most confident of us.
Fair enough. So why did you struggle with who you were? You don't do this anymore. Let me just tell the millions of listeners. And we want to appreciate Hong Kong again. You guys are, thank you. You guys are, yeah, right? Yeah. You guys are ripping it up. I definitely appreciate you, Hong. I mean, in like 3,000 downloads a day or something like that. It's crazy, but I appreciate you. So, yeah, definitely. But why did you struggle with accepting who you are? Let me ask you a fairer question.
Okay, let me ask you a fairer question.
And I'm gonna dominate the conversation.
Great.
This isn't going to be like last time. But you know what? That was a wonderful episode. You... became the new introduction to season 4. We might keep that for a mighty long. Come on, let's clap. Clap for Tiffany. Yay! That was a very emotional episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have one today.
Oh.
All right, here's a fair question. How do people stop one from accepting who they are?
Like outsiders?
Outsiders, definitely.
By bullying them, by belittling them, by telling them, and even in seemingly insignificant ways, like telling someone, well, you're not good enough. And they always, you know, that replays in your head, and that person's long gone or doing their own thing now, but all you know is, well, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough. Like, your words to other people and to yourself, but... what you say to other people, how you act towards other people, affects them longer than in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, something you say could last a lifetime. So just be careful what you say to
no,
people.
No, that's powerful. Hold on. I wanna highlight that. That's because that's worthy enough to be mentioned here. What you say to people affect them for longer than that moment. That mm-hmm. is what you said, and that's almost verbatim to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so stay there. This is gonna be like last time when I'm gonna have you leading the whole show, unless you want to. Is this what you want to do? But this is definitely something we need to talk. I want you to express something, and then I'm going to counter that with mm-hmm. some solid advice.
Okay.
So people, well, let's just speak with the heart of it. No brain stuff. I want your empathy here.
Mm-hmm.
What you say to others affects them longer for just that moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's ask a question in here to give you some ammo to work with.
Okay.
Do people realize this when they're doing the talking and when they are affecting the other people?
I don't think so. Or I don't think that's what's going through their head at that time. I think they're just like, let me say or do whatever to punch you in the throat right now, punch you in the gut right now so you can hurt right now. And they go on about their business, but you're still sitting there, like I said, you're still hearing that same thing over and over again. And especially if you see that person often, like when you look at them.
Sure.
Not the only thing, but one of the strong things you're going to hear is the negative things that they have to say
certainly.
About you.
Most certainly.
And then that alters your mood. And then that alters your productivity. And then that makes you feel unworthy. To even be in their presence.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Every time you bring something up, I'm going to, instead of wrapping it around towards the end, I'm going to address it as you bring it up. Because this is important, right? Because you just identified, and you actually went through a series of steps that was accurate, right? You see them, you think about that, it alters your mood, it alters your productivity. Like, that was awesome. By the way, guys, if you're going to be a businessman and women, you should probably listen. The reason I'm able to repeat Tempest is because I'm doing what you call actively listening, right? I'm not, when she's talking, I don't have an idea in my head and I want to say it. I'm literally hanging on to her every word. So let's, that was just a denim or maybe whatever. I don't know why I did that, but it's good advice. So let's address that because that's terrible.
Yeah.
But here's what you need to do. And so if you struggle with this, if you know someone, stop repeating what's hurting you. Now, I'm not saying detach yourself. You should. Sometimes this isn't always purpose. I mean, this isn't always possible. Excuse me. It could be your mom doing this to you. It could be your coworker sitting in the same cubicle as you doing this to you. Right? You don't get to detach from somebody sitting across the table from you. Right? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So if you do detach, you might lose your job or something. So this isn't always adequate advice to detach. But here's what I'm saying. Your brain is a powerful processor. It's a powerful radio player. And if you keep repeating the song on the radio that's killing you, you are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to switch the song. You want to think about better thoughts, thoughts that help your productivity and not kill your productivity.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find good thoughts about the person making you not know who you are, reminding you, or anything, if you can't find positive thoughts about that person, then focus on the end result. This is the most powerful thing I could possibly tell you. Focus on the end result. You want to graduate college, focus on receiving that diploma or degree, right? You want to, you're at a job, focus on getting that promotion. You're on that job and whatever it is, focus on getting that paycheck. But that's not strong enough, right? The money isn't strong enough. So focus on what that paycheck is going to do for your reality, for your future reality and your present existence. Focus, see, those are good songs to play on your mental radio. But here she is, man, that hurt. Don't focus on those songs. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Switch, repeat. Like, only repeat the good moments. If there are no good moments in that person, then focus on the end result. Imagine yourself being successful. Imagine those good moments, and those good moments, you will arrive to those good moments. Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so that's that side. That's the side of people don't realize. Mm-hmm. Then I just brought up the side of, okay, well, I don't realize. Well, you know, I'm repeating what they're doing to me. Mm-hmm. Now, what about your own thoughts? That's the problem, mm-hmm. right? I got my thoughts, and I'm repeating your thoughts about me. But what happens when your own self-talk is equally detrimental or more detrimental, even if you don't know it or are conscious of it? What about your thoughts in respect to knowing who you are? We're about to get emotional. No. I'm ready. Yes, yes.
No,
yes, you're going to help somebody
no,
today.
I'm not getting emotional. I would say, first off, monitor how you treat yourself and how you speak to and about yourself.
Okay.
Because whatever you think about yourself is what's going to happen. Whatever you say about yourself is what's going to happen. So if you think I'm unworthy, I don't deserve, then life is going to show you I'm unworthy, I don't deserve. So say something good about yourself. And as painful as that may be, just try it. Just look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am enough, or I am something.
Right. Or I forgive you for.
Or I forgive you for mistreating yourself.
Right? So let me take it off of you real quick.
Okay, thanks. Leave me alone.
Yeah, for you, getting emotional, right? Which is good, which is good, because these are real issues, real topics, and you don't always need questions. Because, let's face it, like you said in the beginning, we all, doesn't matter how confident you are, we struggle with these things. So, taking it off of you, let's put it on the audience, the listening audience. Okay. How many of you are self-destructive to your own self, and you have to do what Tempest just said? Look in the mirror and say, I forgive you for what? How did you say it? For how you treat yourself.
Yeah, I think
so. Right? Yeah. I think that's what you said. I forgive you for how you treat yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, Tony, I forgive you for how you treat me. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Right? Because most of us are holding on to pain that other people have already forgiven us for. Mm. I told you this the other day. Now, this is unscathed truth. Me and Tempest had this conversation.
No,
and we were talking about guilt and apologies. And I told you, right, and you verified, I told you, you didn't necessarily do something wrong, and we didn't necessarily, but we were talking about some past stuff, mm-hmm. okay, the past 5 years. And I told you, listen, your job is to apologize, not live the apology.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That was it. And we were on the phone, so I don't know how. So just give me your initial response to that. Just whatever it is, just with your own talent.
That's freeing, because, you know, I think it's the way society has conditioned people. You apologize, but either you don't get the reaction that you're looking for, or just things are weird, rightfully so, and you just don't know you don't know what to do, so you stay in an I'm sorry state. And
now, what does an I'm sorry state look like? Because this is everything to do with knowing who you are, right? So what is an I'm sorry? How does one live in an I'm sorry state?
Scared, fearful.
There we go.
Nervous.
There we go.
Depressed.
Okay, scared about what? Fearful about what? Nervous about what? Depressed about what?
Well, am I going to repeat the mistake again? Or okay, do they really forgive me?
All right, now we're getting
Am I
something.
Worthy of their forgiveness?
Come on, now we're getting there. That's it, that's it, right? These are three real things. Like, these are struggling areas. This is tough. Mm-hmm. Am I worthy? So it sounds like this stuff doesn't have anything to do with knowing who you are, but it's absolutely everything about knowing who you are. Because if you don't think you're worthy enough for their forgiveness, you're also saying that you're not worthy enough to live your life. And so now you have to put your life on hold so they can be lifted up and so they can succeed. Because, and here's what I was really wanting to get to, because most of us do this here, whether we want to admit it or not, because, well, I don't deserve to get with you. I hurt you. So let me fix you. I'll wait until I think you feel better about what I did to mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Talk yeah. about knocking down productivity. You're stopping the entire productivity of your life.
Of your life.
Because you feel guilty mm-hmm. about what you've done. Now, I'm not saying don't feel guilty about what you've done.
Right.
But you don't live in that guilt. And if they haven't released you of that guilt, you release yourself. Make sense? If they have it, because your job is to live, I mean, your job is to apologize, not to live the apology. Let me take it off of Tempest. Let me put it on you now, listening audience. How many of you right now are living apologies? Your house that you purchase is an apology, or the house you live in right now, you're living in that apology. The job you have, you're living, you should have been left, you should have been gone. But you didn't do right by whomever. And you're now living in the job that literally makes you sick every day. Because you haven't let go of the guilt of wanting to move on and better yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you can't know who you are living in an apology. I clap for that myself. Right? You can't. You can't know who you are while living in an apology. You wrong me, apologize. How I react is not your issue. Be sincere. But if I treat you wrong, if I treat you wrongly and I continue to do so, that's now my harvest I have to repeat right. and receive. But you don't have to live and the apology you've given to me because my character is too poor to release you
wow.
of that guilt. And if you don't know who you are, I think we've been in, right? If you don't know who you are, then people will force you to live inside an apology and you'll never live your life. Because you don't know that you don't have to live mm-hmm. in that apology. Mm-hmm. So I don't have I got closing thoughts, but I'm not ending this podcast.
Okay.
You are.
Oh, I don't have
to. No, yes you do. Yes you do. Yes you do, because you are the subject matter expert on this one. You are. You've lived this life. You lived in apologies and you've broken yourself free from them. Mm-hmm. You struggle with this issue. You don't have this struggle anymore. That's not to say you don't still struggle with it, because me, with all my confidence, I struggle with it. Mm-hmm. Every time you get to a higher level, you're going to question, can you handle this level? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question, and I'm going to set you up for this. And however long you talk is how long you talk. We just discovered that most of us, or at least some of us, we don't know who we are because we're living in other people's apologies. Mm-hmm. We're living in the apology we've provided for someone else, but now we're living in their guilt more accurately. Mm-hmm. How does one free themselves from that? Podcast on you.
How do I forgive?
You or one. Doesn't matter. That's up to you to decide.
Um, Put me on the spot. I would say give yourself permission to live. Like, get to the point to where you're okay with, even if you have to walk away and living your life. Get to the point to where your happiness, your peace, your joy, your future is worth more to you than their lack of forgiveness or their guilt. And that's not, I don't mean that in a selfish way, but at some point you have to, once you ask somebody for forgiveness, you have to turn around and forgive yourself. Mm. And once you forgive yourself, they, like Tony said, they're going to have to deal with their guilt, and that's on them. But once you sincerely apologize to them, and then sincerely apologize to yourself and let yourself go from that situation, then you can fly. Then you can be free. So when I said give yourself permission, I meant to say forgive yourself and move on. Forgive yourself and know that you're worthy enough. Forgive yourself and know that no matter what, you're going to live your life. Because if you don't, you'll forever be in the shadows of somebody else. You'll forever watch them be successful, whatever success means to you. And you're not where you want to be in life or where you dream you would be in life. You can have all the vision boards. You can write all the goals down you want. But if you don't believe that you're worthy enough of the vision board, if you don't believe you're worthy enough of the goals, if you don't believe you're worthy enough to fly, you're never going to do it. But you have to forgive yourself. You have to release that pressure off of you. Otherwise, no matter where you go, that pressure is going to hold you back. There's a song by an artist named Erykah Badu called Bag Lady. And she says, you're going to miss your bus dragging all those bags like that. If you don't put your bags down, if you don't put that weight down and go forth, you'll forever miss your bus. You'll forever miss your opportunity. You'll forever be stuck at a job that you don't deserve anymore. Not because you're not deserving. You're worth more than that. You know?
Yeah.
You'll forever be in relationships with people who treat you how you treat yourself. Mm. When you know you're worth more than that. You'll forever be stuck in a city that tries to suck the life out of you because you're not forgiving yourself and you're holding yourself back all because of actions of one person. I know that's easier said than done. Yes, I've lived it. But once you forgive yourself, there's nothing that can hold you back. Those are my closing thoughts.
All right. Well, guys, you can reach Tempest at Tempest with two T's at the end.
Nope.
It's on the show notes. Tempest with two T's at the end at RevTony.org.
Or
you can reach Tony at Antonio at RevTony.org. What else do you do? I don't know how you end this thing.
Oh, don't forget our weekly mindset call.
Back in Plant
Better. Sunday evenings at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The information will be in the show notes because I don't have the number in front of me and I don't have the number memorized. I only have the access code memorized. Okay. So just look in the show notes or go to facebook.com/BATSJR, BATS Jr. That's Antonio. I'm not going to say his real name. Smith Jr. Find out more information. Follow us. Sign up. Get inspired.
My name's Tomahawk. Pick random
Where is
things.
That from, though?
It's Tomahawk. It's Indian. It's Native American.
Oh, okay.
Tomahawks. And
yeah.
That's
weird.
Yeah. I'm going to change it every episode. We're going to make that a thing.
Not Tomahawk.
Yeah. So, Antonio T. T is for Tomahawk. Today.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, guys, wherever you are in life,
you're weird.
Whether you like it or you love it. But if you don't love it, you plant there.
Wow. I like that clothing.
All right.
I like that. Bye.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop.
you were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great, amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.